Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food. You know, you're pissing me off, ESPN. Yesterday, you have yourself, I'm sorry, Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen. You're pissing me off, ESPN, because yesterday you did a mock draft, and now you changed the mock draft again today? What is that?
Them streets are talking.
I don't like that.
Them streets are talking, though.
You told me yesterday that we were taking Walter Clayton Jr., and now we're going Liam McNeely? What changed in 24 hours?
Who's that?
Intangibles. UConn. New dunks.
Is it?
I don't know.
I tell you what, if he, is he like DiVincenzo?
What?
DiVincenzo? DiVincenzo? Yeah. DiVincenzo.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What do you mean by that?
How
is he
plays.
Like? I don't know. Played for UConn, shoots the lights out. Or he's supposed to shoot the lights out. He actually didn't shoot the lights out last year, but he supposedly has one of the best shooters in the draft. So.
That's what they said about dunks! Now we don't
well,
want him no more.
Duncan didn't get drafted.
So we just done with dunks? Like, did.
We might be done with dunks. I don't know what
so
we're doing.
So I have
dunks.
A question. A guy that has made. Has gotten a 500 threes quicker than anybody in the history of the NBA.
Yep.
We just dish rag him. And, like.
What is dish rag? Wipe them away?
Throw them away.
I thought dish rag was like a defensive lineman like rolling through a
No, shaking
lineman.
Somebody, dish rag.
I thought that was that what that was.
Dish ragging them. Right? We just throw them away. Right? Like.
I just don't like how we keep changing the mock drafts. Like, you know.
That's what a mock draft is, you idiot.
Support, but you're not 24
oh,
hours difference.
Ugh.
And then they go with the old caveat. Walter Clayton Jr. is another player who's been tied to this spot. Yeah, you, yesterday.
So I'm just curious as to you have a guy who you say is a tremendous shooter that mentally you've just abused.
Yeah, that's true.
And your solution is to go get another one? Because shooting is finicky. Shooting doesn't normally work based on when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to kind of play it all out, right? Like, over, you can't take a snippet of a shooter and say, oh, he sucks. It, the way three-point shooting goes, a guy could go a month at 55% and then the next month be 20%. Like, that's how it goes. Especially when you don't have the volume that a Steph or somebody like that has. So why? Because they need it. They need it. Like, but it still doesn't change how three-point shooting works. Even if you may need more scoring, like, you're not going to find a guy. Dunk shoots 39% from three.
Right.
Over his career.
Well, I would say this. I would say of the young prospects that the Heat have, they don't really have a young shooter. Like, even in the past years, you had a Strus that was in the fold, or they tried to make Cole Swider a thing. You know, so I do think that whether this is Duncan's last year, if he is going to be back, you do need to have somebody who's going to come up. Because it is a valuable thing to have in the league, yes.
Hey, this might be the best text.
What's that?
Rozier lasting longer than Dunks is insanity.
I saw Rozier was back. I mean, it is what it is.
I know, but do you understand that in itself is crazy?
I don't think it's that crazy. Like, because I feel like people would want Duncan. Like, all the things you say, I feel like people would want Duncan Robinson on their team. Terry
yes.
Rozier.
Now, how... Can I ask this?
Yep.
This is, and I'll use myself as an example.
Mm-hmm.
When Baltimore got rid of me, they had a whole bunch of camera people out in front of the building, and they interviewed me.
Okay.
And they say, are you upset? I'm not upset. You should be upset. I said, you watch where my career goes and watch where Bam Morris's career goes.
You said that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, yeah, okay. Like, it's a mistake. That's what basically what I said. It's a mistake. But go ahead.
I like that.
Go ahead. And guess what? He played for a year. I played for six more.
Oh.
Right? So what I would say is this. I would not be upset if they got rid of Duncan Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I will be upset if they replace Duncan Robinson with somebody who they thought was more affordable or better or the same, and then Dunks goes somewhere else and lights it up. That's what I would be upset about, because mentally you ruined him. You ruined him with the Dunks two for twos and taking him out after 2 minutes. Like, for a team that says we support our guys, you have pulled guys out of the game quicker with no talent.
Or put him in a game for the first time down 40.
Right.
That would really make me mad.
Right. It's like, how much of this is on the players and how much of this is mentally what these guys have to go through playing for the Heat?
Are you going to be rude to Liam McNeely if he is here as new
Duncan? Who's Liam McNeely?
This is the guy that I just said that the Heat were mocked to draft.
Is he Irish?
I would imagine his heritage is Irish. What
is
do you
he a
think?
Redhead?
No, he's just intangibles. Look, you can come take a look at him.
Oh, boy.
Run-of-the-mill intangibles.
The headband doesn't help, McNeely. He's a ghost.
What is that, Simone? What do you mean?
He's white as white. He's very white.
What did you think Liam McNeely was going to look like?
I'm just saying. Like, they ain't got no sun in Connecticut?
No!
A vampire?
He's got, that's a skin complexion. Get mad at a man for his skin complexion.
There's only room for one Liam in this town. Let me tell you something. As if another Liam comes here, So when it comes to players and it comes to situations, because I've lived some of it and I've seen some, I'm a little more patient with it. But the way the Miami Heat talk about players and the way they have treated players in the last couple of years is two different things. When you can't say, I really love Dunks, Dunks goes in and has two quick fouls and you yank him and he don't play for a month.
Well, nobody's been more disrespected by the officials in this league's history than Duncan
Robinson.
Oh,
my goodness.
He's genuinely treated like a criminal.
I think he should just get a just get go ahead on and get an arm tatted up, and then the first time
I agree,
and just throw a haymaker, get suspended, like just to get the stink off of you that people think they can abuse you, take advantage of you.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Heat pick a 20 tonight. We will have your draft coverage here tonight on 560 WQM. Myself, Solana, Tommy Tighe. We get going at 7 o'clock from the Kaseya Center. I believe we're scheduled to have some pretty cool Heat guests.
Can I?
One of them you went to school with.
G-Money.
G-Money. Glenn Rice.
What's up?
And then one.
Hey, listen. Hmm? That basketball team.
Hmm?
NIL.
Oh.
Football team. So as big as I was on the campus, them guys were like walking around with mink coats and stuff.
Luis says, I beg of you, no more white guys. We have enough intangibles with poor defense.
So let me ask you this. It's a bit of a project because there's some things that, but if left to his own devices, he would average 30.
Who?
Kuminga.
Oh yeah, there is some Kuminga buzz. There's more stuff today. We can take a break. I'll give you that report. That's
Kuminga for dunks. Because they want shooting. You got to have a lot of shooting around Jimmy to be able to.
You do. I mean, they have Pajemski. Like, how much time is Duncan Robinson going to get there? I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I don't know.
A golf tournament this weekend.
Who are you golfing?
Huh?
Who are you golfing against?
Just Broward.
Just all of Broward?
This is Broward Dam.
Oh.
This weekend.
All right. So are you like, do you have a partner? How does that work? You just go straight up.
For himself.
Straight up body.
I won it 2 years ago.
Oh.
Last year I sucked.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Last year I couldn't play in it because I was.
Thumb?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been that long already.
Yeah. So technically I'm defending my title.
Oh. Really? Yeah. So the champ is back in. Whoever won last year's paper champ.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Evander Kane's been traded to the Canucks.
What?
Evander Kane.
Is traded to the Canucks?
Yep.
Mm.
Wonder why the Oilers didn't want him back.
I don't know. I mean, because he never actually played hockey. He spent all his time in the penalty box.
Was it just completely obliterating the game plan, going Leroy Jenkins on everybody? All right, guys, we need to keep our cool this game. And Evander Kane's like, nope!
Yeah, he just...
enjoy... Is that further? That's further away, isn't it, Vancouver? Jeez.
Vancouver is...
north of Seattle.
Yeah. Vancouver is just over the border in Seattle, right? So, no, it's not as far as Edmonton.
Wow. He announced it on social media. He said, as my time with the Oilers has now come to a close, I want to take a moment to sincerely thank the entire organization, my teammates, and the incredible community of Edmonton. That's not incredible.
You know Edmonton saying, good riddance, you bum!
To Oilers ownership, front office, coaching staff, trainers, thank you for believing in me. Blah, 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 blah.
He's hockey Draymond.
To my teammates, thank you for the battle, friendships, the memories. I'll always remember the playoff runs and the Panthers kicking our ass. He didn't put that in there. The highs, the lows, the pride.
That's why we can't take you serious. This dude here is ad-libbing a warm, heartfelt message.
To the fans, thank you for embracing me, showing your unwavering support throughout my time in Edmonton. My family and I built such an incredible relationship that will last forever. That being said, incredibly excited for the next chapter of my career as I join the Canucks. It's an honor to become part of the organization. A team I grew up watching as a kid. Vancouver is a city that lives and breathes hockey. I look forward to the opportunity to play. With appreciation, Evander Kane.
So I'm just reading something real quick from MacMahon. And he made a very valid point that remember when Lowry first got here?
Yep.
And Tyler was coming off the bench, and Lowry was the point guard, and Tyler was, you know, basically the two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to run around and score. That's when he won six man.
It is when he won six man, yep.
So then to turn around and ask him to be the point guard, that might not be his thing. So that's why I think Davion's important. Or get a point guard in the draft. Now, are we now in basketball?
What about?
Are we now expecting, let me get this straight. So the point guard who has 10 points and 15 assists, are we getting away from that and now point guards have to be scorers?
I would definitely say the true point guard has been eradicated a little bit. Tyrese Haliburton brings a little bit of that back.
Right, but he also can go for 40.
He can, but he also, I think, like, he does have that natural to go, you know, 15 right. and 11. In
because think about this. They put up SGA had 30 points.
God, that no-look pass that he had to Pascal Siakam was so sick.
He had 30 and 12, mm-hmm. but he was 8 of 27 in the final game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a point guard, and he's doing a point guard thing, but he's doing it like a number two.
Yeah, it's not as common anymore. That's why when, you know, like, the ball's going to be in those guys' hands. Just setting things up, like, no, they don't have that. They probably could use it because they need somebody to get the ball better to Kalel Ware.
I
think the best lob thrower on the team is Jovich.
Right.
Tyler's a good playmaker. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like right.
When he tries to be a playmaker, and here's what happens with a lot of these guys, right? They try so hard to be playmakers and facilitators that it takes away from what their true calling is. Tyler's a scorer.
Can I interest you?
No. I already can tell the way you're looking at me. I don't want to.
It's a draft pick.
Huh?
It's a draft pick.
Okay, go.
From France. Nolan Traore. Point guard. 19 years old. Just turned 19. A lot of people saying he's new Tony Parker. You're just saying it because he's from France. That's why you're giving me that look. 6'8 wingspan. 6'3, 6'8 wingspan.
He's how tall?
6'3 with 6'8 wingspan.
He got a tippy toe to keep his knuckles off the ground.
Good passer.
So he's built like D-Wade.
Yeah, but he's more of a, I think, I mean, he's very young, so we don't know what he's going to turn into, but a lot of people just praise his passing.
That, I mean, that
had offers to play at Duke, had offers by John Calipari to play at Arkansas, stayed pro in France.
That would work great with Tyler. But
it's the kids.
Yeah.
Playing with the kids.
You know what that means.
You know if the Heat draft a, I'm just saying this right now, Nolan, just get ready, dude. Get ready to learn Sioux Falls, dude, because 19-year-old from Europe, you're getting a redshirt year.
Nobody else does that.
Eric Spoelstra's going to see him walk in. He's going to say, bonjour, enjoy Sioux Falls.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. He goes, but I just got here. He goes, yeah. Enjoy Sioux Falls, Nolan.
Do you think that's part of the problem in itself?
Dade South says he'll sit behind Drew Smith, 100%.
Wait, do you think that's a problem in itself? Is that when you look at how other teams treat their young players and try to get them reps and try to get them acclimated to the NBA, that the Heat are playing the long game and it's...
I don't know. But I do like new Tony Parker.
Didn't we have old Tony Parker?
No, he went to the Hornets.
No, who did... Yeah, that's right. He went to the Hornets.
Think anybody's rocking around Charlotte still has their Tony Parker Hornets jersey?
No.
It's a weird one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I figured I'd start today's mixed bag with your faves.
And Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, dude. Aaron Rodgers was on his boy's show, the Pat McAfee Show. And here is what Aaron Rodgers had to say, saying he thinks this is it. This is his last ride.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Hold on.
What?
You know what?
What? No. Don't tell. Like, what were you thinking? Just give me your immediate reaction. No filter.
Are you kidding me?
He wants to finish with peace. Peace and love.
You, hold on. Now. Let me ask you a question. I'm familiar with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the Steelers. I'm familiar with the fans right on across the border.
Yep.
Rabbit. You think they want to hear a guy coming to their team talk about peace and love? It's the Steel City.
It's not the terrific towels. Right. It's the terrible towels.
Right. So, wait. It sounds like you said, you go, Aaron. You ended in your way. You go.
Tried, Aaron.
You. Dude. That's, you know, if you want that, go to Jacksonville. They don't care. Right? You don't go somewhere like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go somewhere like, you know, Green Bay let you get away with it. They'll love you forever.
Sure.
Right? There's certain places that ain't having it. Pittsburgh is one of those.
Peace and love, dude. That's what it's about.
Oh.
Peace and love, Dan. Peace and love.
I'm like, that dude's played in the league for 20 years, and he doesn't know about rabid Pittsburgh fans?
Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
I guess.
He doesn't care.
He'll find out.
You don't take that into account that he really, if you watch his documentaries, and you watched it, Tobin, I know that, he doesn't care what you think.
I understand that. But as we were talking about with, was it Conklin?
Kroenke.
You got to be more aware, right?
True.
There's just certain things you don't put. You don't put out peace and love in Pittsburgh.
Imagine like him.
They don't want to hear that.
I just feel like you try that on Mike Tomlin and he just goes, shut the hell up.
Right. Right.
But he seems to like him. I don't know.
I will say this. There's certain guys, and I say this about Mike McDaniel. There's certain guys that in public are different behind closed doors, right? I'm not questioning whether Aaron Rodgers wants to work. I'm not questioning whether he wants to win, right? But when you make comments like that, is it okay to question your commitment? Because I just want to have fun. I want to go out and have fun. Listen, football ain't fun. Winning is fun. Right? Football is a grind. Football, you get your ass kicked on a weekly basis. Everybody's broken. Everybody's sore. But you know what makes you feel better? Winning. If they're having a 5-5 season, them people ain't gonna care about your feel good.
Guys, we're in third place, but we're in first place in peace and love.
Dude. You wanna talk about being aware? That's more egregious than what Kroenke said.
Well, is it just because you hate Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's just because he should be more aware.
Also, tonight is the draft. Probably just, the biggest stories.
You just wanted
that. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Tonight's biggest story is probably Ace Bailey, who at one thought was a perennial top three pick, and now slipping down some draft boards. This was what Ace Bailey had to say to Monica McNutt on his pre-draft process.
I've been preparing for the draft. You've had a little bit of an unorthodox pre-draft process. What has been your mindset behind it?
Focus on basketball. I mean, end of the day, it's basketball. I mean, don't worry about the other stuff. I let my people around me handle that. The only thing I'm focused on is the basketball part.
All right. There you go.
So here's the deal. It's your career. When you have a career and you have a job, it is your job to maximize what you can make, when you can make it, because it's not guaranteed. it's not, it may not last forever. You may, Garrett. So the fact that he thinks he can manipulate the draft to go to a more favorable place, whoever's advising him should be kicked in the junk.
Robbie says, Rutgers not making the tournament with these two guys, fishy AF. Yeah, the fact that they had Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey and didn't make the tournament. What's going on with Rutgers? Maybe it was too much partying in northern New Jersey. Because that was the thing with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, but there was only one Ben Simmons when LSU didn't make the tournament. You got two of them?
Right.
Feels like you should be going somewhere. But anyway, he is slipping out. This was funny, though. Paul George, he says that, he goes, I can't get mad if my stock drops with that. But he says, but you're in no position to be making demands, which... It's kind of funny because what if Philly just says, F it, we're taking him?
That's what's going to happen. Because guess what? Here's what's amazing about basketball. Basketball, unlike football, only looks at the talent. They think they can fix everything else. Right? A player, I mean, hell, they drafted players and sat them for a year. You telling me you're not going to still draft this guy third with the talent he has? So while he's trying to manipulate the draft, basketball don't care. I think Philly is still going to draft him.
They might.
So, like, yeah, nice try. We appreciate your efforts.
Nice
to try to manipulate the draft.
That would be a great draft call. Like, you know how they leak it sometimes and they're like, oh, you know, I'm so thankful to be here. If they just call up Ace Bailey and Daryl Morey just goes, hey, nice try. We drafted you.
Right. 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 I mean, come on.
They could draft him and then just dump Paul George somewhere if they don't want that rift. I don't know who wants Paul George right now.
Like, nobody wanted Paul George when they gave him $1 billion.
A lot of money they gave Paul George.
Like, are we serious? Like, listen, I understand Ace Bailey looking at that situation and going, I don't want to be in that dumpster fire. However, here's what I would also tell you. That I have never met a player that got drafted in any sport that didn't think, oh, they sucked, but when I get there, we're going to be great.
Right. Right. I can turn it around. Right. I'm not good.
And so to think that you have to go to a perfect situation, I wouldn't draft them just solely on that, oh, you must think you suck. You don't think you can help us be better? Because guess what? I'm going to tell you another thing. When I went to Cleveland, they had just been the two consecutive AFC championship games.
Did you work out for them, or was that not a thing back then?
Yeah. They had been to two AFC championship games, right? So how'd you think I felt when I got drafted by Cleveland?
Pretty good.
We were 3-13 my first year.
I'm sorry about that.
So, like the you're trying to get a nice landing in a – you know what? You should feel good enough that you are going to make that situation what it's going to be. So, I get it. I see why people are, you know. Now, I will say this. I don't know why everybody's so mad at Ace Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know of a couple of other guys that did that. Eli Manning.
Oh, in football, it's been a thing.
Right.
I think Sarr did it last year.
And then, John Elway?
I just want to know who he's trying to get to. That's the thing that
right.
I can't figure
That's
out.
That's the problem.
Because, like,
you
right
gotta
after.
You got to go pretty deep to have a good team.
You got Charlotte, Utah, Washington, New Orleans. Like, is he trying to get to Brooklyn?
I don't know.
That's a steep drop, dude.
Right.
Someone's going to take you.
Right. John Elway. So, it's funny because. And I don't want to throw this out there, but I'm going to do it because it's some truth to it. When John Elway did it, or when Eli Manning did it, it was called taking control of your career.
Yep.
It was Like, nobody went after Eli like this. Nobody went after John Elway like this, right? Listen.
Well, we just had this with Shador, right? Like, there was a thing, like, he kind of blew off some workouts or interviews that was thinking, like, he didn't want to go to those teams.
Didn't stop him from getting drafted by Jacksonville.
Cleveland,
they traded up, didn't they?
You talking no?
No, that, Cleveland passed.
You're talking about Travis Hunter. I'm talking about Travis Hunter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, Shador though.
Yeah. Hey. Now we got one guy, right? Now, I would say Ace has two aces in the hole, right? Because the talent, regardless of what you think about the person, the talent is there. Shador. There was already questions.
What are they saying? So are you hearing any buzz out of there?
I mean, they say Dylan has a cannon.
Gabriel?
Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel. Right.
He has a cannon. But they go, Shador is very accurate. It is, it's one of these things where I think, you ever have a player who, like, in all these things, he might not be the best, but he's a gamer?
Yeah.
I think that's what Shador is, right? And it's going to be a situation where they're going to be graded on, okay, how well do you command the huddle? How well do you make plays on the football field? Because everybody can play football in 707. So that's kind of one of those things. Is he a true gamer? Right? Can he do things like, say, for example, Baker Mayfield did. Baker Mayfield would make some throws that you're like, woo! Right? But that's where it is. So I think right now, nobody knows how it's going to play out. But, yeah, like, it didn't play out for him in the draft. Trying to, like, you make an assumption, I swore I was going to be a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wasn't. Right?
One man who wasn't drafted, but is going to go to the rafters one day, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
He was asked about how much longer he can do this. This is what Bob had to say.
Trying to stay with one moment at a time, you know, and I just, at the moment, I'm just, I appreciate it again for the experience I just had. You know, it's been amazing, and I just wanted to value that experience and take my time to break it down, you know, and enjoy it completely. And then think about what's next. I'm excited about the next season, about the next challenge. We have, again, we have a great group of guys, and I'm excited to be their goalie, you know, to help them and to go through the challenges and hurdles with them. So then, like, it's tough to predict for 5 years right now, you know, and I don't want that. Like, because I feel like when you think too much ahead of yourself, you lose the focus on that moment, and I don't want to lose that. So I got so many great things right now, and I value them so much. I live in Florida, an unbelievable city, you know, unbelievable environment. I have my great family. I have my second great family is here, you know, we got everything is great here, and I want to take the full advantage of this moment and value that moment.
Wow. Last year for the Bobs on his contract coming up. Doesn't seem like he's ready to step away from the game, though, even though he has certified himself as a Hall of Famer with these last 2 years. Focus. What?
He's funny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.